Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City recommends no utility rate increase after 3 years of hikes. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. After three straight years of utility rate increases, the City of Gillette is recommending no rate hikes for the upcoming fiscal year. According to the Gillette News Record, at last week's council meeting, Finance Director Michelle Henderson told council members the city's water, wastewater, and electric funds remain stable enough to hold rates steady for now. The city's increase in 2023, 24, and 25 followed a utility rate study conducted by FCS Group, which recommended phased incremental hikes to avoid large spikes later. City leaders adopted that plan, spreading increases over 3 years to smooth out costs tied to infrastructure upgrades and inflation. Utilities Director Joff Pylon said taking a pause this year is good news for residents. However, long-term projections show several utility funds could dip into reserves beginning as early as fiscal year 2027 if no adjustments are made. Henderson said balances remain healthy for now, but council members, including Councilman Jack Clary, cautioned that spending must be carefully managed to avoid uncomfortable increases down the road. City officials noted the optional 1% sales tax continues to help offset infrastructure costs and keep rates lower than they otherwise would be. Budget discussions are ongoing. Wyoming GOP declines action on Checkgate as investigations continue. The Wyoming Republican Party stopped short of taking action this weekend over the so-called Checkgate controversy that has dominated headlines during the legislative session. The issue began February 9th when Teton County activist Rebecca Bextall distributed campaign checks on the Wyoming House floor. The incident led to political backlash, a formal House investigation, a criminal inquiry by the Laramie County Sheriff's Office, and a new rule banning campaign donations inside the Capitol. According to multiple Wyoming sources, at Saturday's Wyoming GOP Central Committee meeting, the Carbon County Republican Party attempted to introduce two resolutions, one demanding the resignation of Republican National Committee woman and State Representative Nina Weber, who escorted Bextall onto the floor, and another condemning lawmakers who accepted the checks. Both resolutions failed on procedural grounds. Party Chairman Brian Miller ruled one out of order and said any action stronger than a censure would require a formal party trial process. Vice Chairman Bob Ferguson acknowledged the optics of handing out checks on the House floor were terrible, but argued the donations were legal and accused critics of targeting members of the Freedom Caucus. He also questioned political spending by Governor Mark Gordon. Party leadership says it will wait for the House Investigative Committee's findings before considering any action. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.